So when you are faced in choices, with choices in life, and when guidance is also not easily available, so how do we choose at that time? Srila Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Instruction, introduction, he says that once we come to the mode of goodness, how to advance further will be revealed from within. What that means is, Sattvat Sanjayate Jnanam. When we come to the mode of goodness, things become substantially clear. And then we can understand, okay, this choice will lead to this consequence, this choice will lead to this consequence. And I had better make this choice. So generally speaking, whenever we are to make decisions, we should do them in the mode of goodness. So in our own life, we can see that there are sometimes when we are in the heat of passion, sometimes we are just so tired. We just can't even think clearly. So if we have to make a decision, just either postpone it till we are fresh and clear, we are in the mode of goodness. Or if it's an urgent situation, then we have to put other things aside, do some activities which will bring us to the mode of goodness. We pray, chant, study, do some activities which elevate us to the mode of goodness. Then we will be able to think more clearly. And one aspect of the mode of goodness is also that we will recognize when we absolutely need to seek guidance. Sometimes some issues are, we can ourselves think and we arrive at a decision. But for some issues we need to take guidance. And sometimes we have to just put things on a pause till we get the guidance. So goodness is fundamental for sound decision making. And coming to goodness is important. Now if there are major decisions to be made, and if we have to take guidance also, sometimes the guidance is not available because our own mind flickers. I feel like I should do this, I should do that. So for major decisions, it is good to write things down. You know, okay, if I do this, these are the pros. If I do this, these are the pros. If I do this, these are the cons. These are the cons. So you write things down. Again, writing is also one way of coming to the mode of goodness. So when thoughts are inside the head, just keep going round and round and round. They congest the head and we can't find a way ahead. But as soon as we get the thoughts out, just that distance between us and the thought, that increased distance brings objectivity. We can evaluate the thought better. As long as it is inside, because it is in there, it just goes on. But it comes out, hey, you know, this is not such a great idea. Hey, this is so good. Why didn't I think about this? So that distance brings objectivity. And if it's a very, very major decision, big, very big decision in our life, then what we can do is, we can write down and then we can plan. You know, maybe I'll take a decision in 3 months. And every week, I'll spend some time revisiting and revising what I've written. Because our mind may also change. Okay, I feel this is very important right now. But after some time, it's not so important. So if we find, basically when we write something down and keep it, it is like we are keeping a snapshot of our mind. And then if we find that over a period of months, overall our thoughts are more or less stable. That means this is not just a fleeting passion of the mind. It is like an enduring inclination or an inspiration that we have. This is what I should be doing. So then we will be able to ourselves arrive at a more mature decision. And if we have done this homework ourselves, you know, processing our own thoughts, then when we are to seek guidance also, we will be able to present our situation better. It's like when a patient goes to a doctor, the patient has to describe the symptoms. Then the doctor can give a diagnosis. So like that, if we have thought through our situation, then after that when we seek guidance also, from the spiritual master, the senior devotees or whoever it is, then they will also be able to help us better. So in general, for making decisions, it is vital to come to the mode of goodness. And we need to find out what are the ways in which we can bring ourselves to the mode of goodness and then take the decision. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna.